Hi, I'm Michaela.
Yes.
Michaela, my name is Jeremy Perlman. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Deborah Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Were you ever diagnosed with meningioma after using the Deborah Provera?
Yes, sir.
You were? All right. What year were you diagnosed in?
I was diagnosed in 2021.
And that was after taking Deborah Provera for at least 1 year, that is right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you do not have an attorney in regards to the lawsuit?
No, sir.
And you would like to participate in the Deborah Provera lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And then you are willing to affirm you have not signed any documents in regards to the Deborah Provera lawsuit, that is correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
And then it was meningioma of the brain, that is correct?
Yes, sir.
And what is your date of diagnosis?
The date was October, so, what was it, I believe it was the 19th.
Okay. 19th, and then what year, I'm sorry?
It was October of 2021.
2021, okay, all right. And then what was the method of the diagnosis? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was, did you say the method? What do
yeah,
you mean?
How did they diagnose it? Was it through a CT scan or MRI?
Well, it was a CT. I got a CT, and then I got a biopsy.
Okay. 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 And what is your date of birth?
April 14, 86.
April 14, 1986,
right?
Right. And do you know anybody else that was injured by the Deborah Provera?
I'm sorry?
You don't know anybody else that was injured by the Deborah Provera, that is correct?
No, sir.
Okay. I'll give you my number, too, at the end of this. If you do, you can always give it out. And then you did consume the brand name injectable Deborah Provera contraceptive. That is correct?
What do you mean?
When you got the birth control shots, they were the brand name ones, correct?
Yeah, the Pfizer.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Exactly. And it was Deborah Provera. That is the one. No generic. And then you did use the Deborah Provera for at least 1 year minimum, a.k.a. you got at least 4 injections prior to being diagnosed.
Yes, sir.
All right. Within 1 year, you would have gotten 4 injections, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then you did use it. I know this one's redundant, but you did use it sometime between 1992 and current day.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And then when did you first use it? And when did you stop using it? Just here, you can give me the years.
Okay. I first started using it in around January of 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped in October of 2021.
Okay. Okay. And then I know we are speaking about female birth control and contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a woman.
Thank you. Yeah, I have to ask that.
That's a crazy question.
Yeah, no, that's why I phrase it like that, because I know
it's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then M-I-C-H-A-E-L-L-A, Michaela, that's your first name?
Yes, sir.
And then last name Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
Yes, sir.
And then here's another one that's a little crazy. Are you a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
I'm a first.
You are just a first, okay. All right.
Yeah.
The original. And then what is your social? If you do not feel providing the full thing, you can just provide me with the last four.
My last four is 7988.
Okay. All right. And then email I have for you is faulkerica35@gmail.com.
Correct.
And this is the best number to reach on, of course, 346-679-6957.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And this is a cell phone I take it we're speaking on?
Yes, sir.
All right. And let me see if your address is on here. No, it wasn't. What is your best physical mailing address?
It's 451 Oakdale Drive in Stafford, and that's Stafford, Stafford, Texas. 77477.
Okay. 1 second. Oakdale, right?
Oakdale.
Okay.
One word.
I got it. And this is a house, right? No apartment or anything like that?
It's a house.
Okay. All right. Stafford. 77477, right?
Correct.
Fort Bend County?
Correct.
All right. And then what was the diagnosing doctor or the hospital that you went to?
Well, the doctor was Dr. Sun, and I went to Methodist of Sugar Land.
Methodist, okay. Dr. Sun, SUN or SON?
SUN.
Okay. Sugarland, okay. Address of 16537 Southwest Freeway, Suite 500 in Sugarland, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And he's a neurosurgeon, of course.
Right.
Okay. One second. Just getting the address and stuff. Do you remember the facility's name, or was this his per? It was just his office.
That's the hospital.
The hospital, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Methodist Hospital of Sugarland.
Correct.
Okay. Sugarland. Let me get their phone number. And he's the same one that treated you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Same address. And you did not have any prior cancer diagnosis, correct?
No, sir.
And the prescribing doctor, do you remember the prescribing doctor?
Yes, sir. Dr. Nelson.
In Texas?
Yes.
Okay. David B. Nelson?
No, Dr. Sarah Nelson.
Oh, a female. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. You talking about my OB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me find her. Sugarland, I found her at Houston Methodist.
Right.
It's 16902 Southwest Freeway, Suite 208. Okay. Thank you for having all this information too on hand. It makes all this so much quicker. Prescribing facility is Houston Methodist. Is it Houston Methodist Hospital?
Is
or just Houston Methodist?
Sugarland.
Oh, that was the same one. Okay.
Yeah, it's Sugarland
okay.
Hospital.
Method. Okay, Sugarland Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Methodist. It's Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital. So I guess same thing.
I see. Okay. I got. Yeah. Okay. Houston
it's
Methodist Sugarland Hospital. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I just want to make sure I have the right name.
It's on Southwest Freeway.
Yeah. And then.
16655.
Yeah, I got the address for
okay.
Dr. Derek. I got 16537 Southwest Freeway, Suite 500. And then Dr. Sarah Nelson, I got 16902 Southwest Freeway,
okay.
Suite 208. Different suites. Probably because it's a big building right there. And then this is,
yeah.
they're both at the same hospital, correct?
Yeah, it's a big hospital, yeah.
Okay. And then what pharmacy did you go to? CVS, Walgreens?
CVS.
What street was it on?
It was CVS Pharmacy in Sugarland, actually.
Sugarland, okay. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. I'll find it right now. Was it on Lexington University or so the one on Southwest Freeway?
It was on Southwest Freeway.
Okay. As I read that one, I was like, it's probably going to be this one right next to the
yeah.
doctor. All right,
yeah.
hold on. Southwest Freeway. And then there are medical records that do exist for you, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then would you like to add an emergency contact?
No, sir.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you documents here in just a second, a DocuSign. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'll send you that. Complete it, and then that will give the lawyers permission to basically start with this. So let me
okay.
just do that. I'm going to confirm everything with you just real quick first before that, just to make
mm-hmm.
sure we don't have to read you the paperwork. I let you know, of course, the call is being recorded in the beginning. You would
right.
like to participate in the Depra Prevera lawsuit. You do not have an attorney and a firm. You have not signed any documents. That is all correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And you're filing the claim for yourself. You are a resident of the United States and state. I'm sorry about that. United States. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depra Prevera for at least 1 year. And that was of the brain. That is correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then your date of diagnosis was 10/19/2021, roughly around there. And you got a CT scan and also a biopsy.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then your date of birth is 4/14/1986.
Yes, sir.
And then you said you did take the brand name injectable, the Pfizer Depo-Provera, which would be Depo-Provera, the brand name. And then you did use it for at least 1 year minimum, and you did at least get in 4 shots for your diagnosis in 1 year. That is correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you did use Depo-Provera between 1992 and current day. Your years would have been 2016 to around October of 2021. And you, of course, are a female. First name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-L-A. Last name, Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then last four, is it okay if I repeat it?
Yes, go ahead.
7988.
Correct.
And then email is faulkerica35@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, this is the best number to reach on, and it's a cell phone, and then address of 451 Oakdale, O-A-K-D-A-L-E, Drive in Stafford, Texas, 77477.
Correct.
And then diagnosing doctor, Derek Y. Sun, that was his middle initials Y, and then Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital, address of 16537 Southwest Freeway Suite 500 in Sugarland, Texas, and then I have his phone number down here, and he's the same one that also treated you. That is correct?
Right.
All right. And then prescribing doctor, Sarah Nelson, same hospital, Houston Methodist Sugarland Hospital. And then address is 16902 Southwest Freeway, Suite 208 in Sugarland.
Correct.
And then you went to the CVS on Southwest Freeway. I got that address down. And then there are medical records that do exist for your diagnosis, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you this right now. 1 second. Let me make sure. Yes, I have the right one. Okay. 1 second. I missed one thing. Sorry. What did I miss here? Hold on. Oh. Did not put Sarah Nelson's number. Oops, that's my fault. 1 second. Sorry, I'm just getting her phone number. My apologies. Fix this. It's warped. There we go. Correctly. Space there, so it just looks fine on the paperwork. That is Sarah's number. Yes, that is. Okay. Now I will send you the text message. I'm so sorry about that.
Oh.
You'll get a text. It'll say Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign. You'll want to click on that link. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow for consent. And once you do that, you'll see a yellow start button. You'll hit that yellow start button. It will open up the document, and then it'll ask you to draw your signature.
Okay.
And then I'll send you all the information right now. Once you hit finish, I can send you everything.
Okay.
Their number. And you've done DocuSign before. Let me know if you need help. I think that was probably it.
Yeah, I was just going to.
And then let me send you this.
So review DocuSign.
Yes, review and DocuSign. Then you're going to click on it, and that will let you open it. And then from there, it will say allow. Do you want to allow consent?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you do allow, it'll take you into the document, and you'll want to hit the yellow start.
Okay.
And then once you hit the yellow start, it should take you to the first field, and then you'll want to draw your signature as best as you can, or you can select a style, and then you do adopt and sign.
Okay.
One sec.
I'm sorry.
Very good.
Okay, continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. Continue.
Yep. And then start will take, now it took you in the document, and then it'll ask you, wherever it's a yellow box, you just tap it, and then it'll ask you to draw your signature, draw it as best as you can, and then do adopt and sign, and that will save it. And then I think there's two or three more after that, and you'll just tap them, and then they'll fill in. And then once you get finished, it'll let me send you all this information.
Okay.
And then once you do once you finish it, a copy will be sent to your email as well.
I'm just waiting.
You're good. Take your time. If you hit finish and it takes you up, you might have missed a field.
Mm-hmm. No, it's just, I think it's thinking.
Oh, it's loading. I gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll tell me on my end once you hit finish.
Okay.
Then what happens when you hit the finish?
Well, it's thinking again.
Is it loading?
Mm-hmm, it's loading.
Okay, no worries. If it's still loading and glitching out, I can resend it.
Yeah, it's still loading.
Okay. Here, close out of it.
Okay.
Let me do this. Let me correct it.
So just go back?
Yeah, just close out of it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Yeah, it says you completed it. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me view it real quick. It's okay. That's why it wouldn't let me correct. I was like trying to correct it. And then to confirm, your phone number is the one we're speaking on, 346-679-6957. That is correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're good. You're good. And let me send you this text message. Hold on. And then, Ms. Gibson, that did you get the text message from the 949 number?
No.
You didn't get a text message yet from a 949 number. It would say it's Jeremy Perlman in regards to the Deborah Rivera lawsuit. Hold on, let me resend it. Hold on. Can you hear me? Yeah, the phone connection's like cutting out for you, but you should have gotten a text from me. Let me email it to you. If not, hold on. Here, I'm going to call you back from my direct number, all right, because we're on a really bad line. I'm going to call you right back, okay? It'll be a 949 area code. 1 second. I'm calling you right now. Bye-bye. Speak to you in 1 second. Bye.